listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation. Well, good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon. And we greet and welcome all of you people wherever you are. If you're listening at home on the radio, in a car on the radio, on the computer, wherever you are, we greet you and welcome you to the program. We hope you can stay in tune. We're on every Saturday from 12 noon until 1 in the afternoon. And you heard our intro. We do a lot with the Jewish roots. They're really God's roots, but He gave them to the Jewish people and all that. And so we want to raise the standard of the body of Christ, and that's our purpose here. And we've talked about this so much in our program. You know, the standard of the church is getting lower and lower and lower. It's not what God wants. We want to raise the standard. We want to walk in a moral life, obey God's commandments. And it says He tells us what to do and what not to do. And if we do that, we're going to be blessed. And so the moral fabric in the church today in so many areas has just been reduced. And we need to ask God to help us to all stand up and do what the Word of God says. And if we do that, then we know we'll be blessed and our families will be blessed, everything, right, Pastor Donna?
That's right. And you know, a lot of things, like we're seeing things change. Just watch the news from day to day.
That's right.
The laws are being changed, and the laws that are not the standard of God's Word, they're weakening down the Word of God, and even the Bibles are weakening down the Word of God and changing the words and making them more palatable to people who want to live in a fleshly world,
carnal life,
not right. A godly life. But we've been called to a standard, and the standard is the Word of God. That's why this program is called Raising the Standard. And so we've been called, and anyone who's a Christian is called to raise the standard, not only in our own lives, but in the things that we do, the things we say. We can't be conformed to this world.
That's
you
right.
know, the Bible talks about that. We can't be conformed to this world because we're really not of this kingdom, amen? We're of the nation of God.
That's right.
Of the heaven.
Amen.
You know, God has we're a new creation, a creature. We're a new creature, actually, the Bible says. And we belong to the kingdom of God. So we're not, we need to set our goal and our standard and not be, get in the wash of the world, because the wash of the world would want to muddy up the things of God. So, you know, even those things change in the world doesn't mean means that we have to, that means that we have to press in even more to remain and to press in to stay in what God says in God's Word.
We have a higher standard, don't
we? We have a higher standard, and like you said, we're on this radio program to bring the truth and to raise the standard. And so we want to say hello to everyone today and on the Sabbath, and
welcome you to the program.
Mm-hmm. And if this is your first time, and this may be the first time, we've been on this radio broadcast for
over 17 years,
and we're also on the internet. So if you happen to be driving down the highway, and you've tuned in, and you'd like to listen to us again next week, Lord willing, we'll be on every Saturday at WCNO.com, and that's live at 12 noon for an hour. And also, you can go back and you can listen to the podcast. There's lots of programs you can listen to on WCNO.com.
Amen.
And that's a blessing because that takes us around the world. You know, the people are listening in the radio, in their car or in their homes right now. we're only can reach a certain destination, a certain length, a certain 50 miles, 100 miles, whatever it might be. But by the way of internet, and you can anywhere in the world,
can
listen to you. Amen. And we have family other places in the world, so they can listen to us if they so want to. And family in Jacksonville, they can listen to us if they so choose to. But, you know, it's a choice that we make. Are we going to raise the standard in our life? Are we going to be conformed to this world? And, you know, it's easy for young people, even, you know, we have children, we have grandchildren, that because if they're in college or they're in school or in high school, peer pressure and the things that people do and the way they dress. And, you know, it's easy to fall into the trap and think, well, everyone's doing it. But that's, even though everyone, it may look like everyone's doing it, not everyone
is. We're not doing it, hallelujah.
We're not doing it. Not everyone is doing it.
That's right.
And, of course, God has a standard that we are all to stand to live by. And so we don't want to compromise. And so I want to offer that we do have a calendar that we're going to offer you today. And I will give the phone number in just a few minutes. But we have the calendar for August. And also, it's also for the month of Av and Elul. Those are the two Hebrew months that fall in the month of August.
Fourth and fifth months, right? On lunar calendar.
And so we have that to offer to you. And also, there's some of the Hebrew alphabet is on this calendar. And a little information about the Shin. So, you know, you can just give us a call. We'd be glad to give this to you. And Pastor Gene, we're also going to offer your God's calendar, prophetic calendar, so people can help to learn to understand what the calendar is all about.
Tell them about what it is. It's a circular calendar that we have showing all the months on the civil and also on the lunar calendar. Civil, we like to call the civil calendar, and also the prophetic calendar. And it comes right out of the book that we wrote about the pictures of the Messiah. We'll be glad to mail that to you if you'd like to have it. It just shows you how it fits in with our months on the solar calendar, according, and also matched up with what the lunar calendar.
That's right, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. You'll understand what he means by a civil calendar and a prophetic calendar. Another word for prophetic calendar could be religious calendar.
I hate that term,
but a lot of people use that term.
Right.
So, or a prophetic calendar is a good one.
Or a spiritual calendar.
A spiritual calendar, or I would even say an end time calendar, because this is the calendar that God uses for the last days.
That's right.
And we need to know the last days. You know, August is not important, but it's important to know the months and the Hebrew calendar and the years of the Hebrew calendar, because they relate to the things of the last days, and that's what we want to know about, because we want to line it up with God's word, because God talks about his calendar in the Bible, and you may have read over it and may not even have noticed it, but we're going to share a few places today where you will see that God gives the names of his calendar. He also gives the dates, and because why would he do that? Just to be throwing some extra information? I don't think so. I think God wants us to know, and sometimes we overlook these things because we don't understand them. So, you know, things you don't understand. Many times people just read over it and just say, okay, so, you know, that's just history and that's not really
doesn't
important.
Doesn't mean anything.
But it is important. So I'd like to offer this calendar and also the prophetic calendar.
It's called God's prophetic calendar.
It's two different things we'd like to offer that
it's
to you.
It's chart one in our book.
All you need to do is just send us an envelope, a stamped envelope with your address already on it, and we'd be glad
mail it to you.
Put it in there. Just send us a legal size letter. Envelope and with your address and a stamp on it, and we would be glad to mail these two things to you. I think you can, if you really want it that bad, you know, you can send an envelope with a stamp on it. And if the Lord would so lead you to give an offering for this broadcast, we certainly would receive it with love and grace, because, you know, this radio broadcast does cost. We have to pay every month for this broadcast. It's not free. I wish it were, but it's not.
So they can order a CD or tape, huh?
Yeah, whatever. Just say what you like, you know, whatever you might like, or, you know, or if you just want to go to the podcast and listen to this broadcast again, you can do that as well. So we're just blessed to be here. We want to say hello to you out there, and we thank those of you who pray for us. Some people pray for us daily and just pray in the spirit, you know, because God wants us. We all need to be led by the Lord, amen. And we all need to know his truth. And that means Pastor Gene and myself as well. We don't want to get in any error. We don't want to get off track. We want to stay right on track with the Lord. And we want to say hello to our sister church over on Andros Island.
The Temple of God.
The Temple of God. So if anyone's going to Andros Island, you need to go and find the Temple of God. It's on Calk Sound Road. And the name of the pastors there. It's Apostle Roscoe and Audrey.
Walks. They're walking the island.
And so this broadcast reaches them as well. Amen. So we say hello to them today, and we say Shabbat Shalom. We say Shabbat Shalom to everyone. A lot of people say to me, why do you say Shabbat Shalom when you get off the program? We say it at the end of the program usually. And, well, Shalom just means peace. God wants everyone to have peace, and peace doesn't just mean peace. In the Hebrew, it means to have wholeness.
That's right.
In every area, you know, sound mind, wholeness in every area to, you know, have all the blessings of God. You know, God promises the blessings if we obey Him. You talked mm-hmm. about that. He worked to obey Him. We obey Him. You know, it talks about blessings and curses, doesn't it?
That's right.
Over in there in the First Testament. And so, you know, we want to speak blessings. And so peace, Shalom, is just means peace. And Shabbat means the Sabbath. So today is the Sabbath. And so we say Shabbat, which is Sabbath, peace. So have Sabbath peace. And God wants us all to have Sabbath peace. And if we take that time to rest in Him, like the Bible talks about, then we will have peace and we will have rest and we will have energy to go on and do the things that God's called us to do Amen. Throughout the week. Amen. So I want to give the telephone number here in Stuart, Florida. We're in Stuart, Florida. We also have church services here in Stuart, Florida. If you'd like to come and visit us, we have Sunday morning services at 10 a.m. And then we have Friday night Shabbat services at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And on Friday we have communion and we do some teaching and we spend the rest of the time seeking God's presence and with worship and music. And then on Saturday we have Bible school. In fact, today we have Pastor Gene and I will be teaching on prayer. So prayer is very important.
The last lesson in our foundational course. Yeah.
And we need to all know the power and the actually important we need to know prayer. The power of prayer. You know, a lot of times we say a prayer. We need to say it. Make sure we're, you know, it's not just the staying in this level. We gotta. We speak unto the Lord, amen, and we call those things forth, and we pray in the Spirit. It's very important, praying in the Spirit, and we'll be talking about some of that this afternoon when we talk about prayer, because, you know, we need to do all the things that God talked about, and Paul talked about it much in his books, so that will be this afternoon at 4 o'clock, if you're in the area and you'd like to come by for that time of that teaching this afternoon. Otherwise, the phone number here in Stuart, Florida is area code 772-285-7007. And I'll repeat that. It's area code 772-285-7007.
Seven.
I like that 007. You know, I didn't really request that phone number, but I said, you know, God gave us that phone number because we are partners.
Way back,
and
yeah.
We are a team. And we're sitting at our partner's desk, which we bought many years ago because we were blessed by a wonderful couple in our church that bought all of our office furniture. And we just thank the Lord for them every day when we sit here and we do our work and we pray and we spend time together. We spend time doing this radio broadcast right here at this desk with the microphone right between us. And some of you say, wow, that you just love it because we're both sharing and we're both teaching and we're a husband and wife, and I know a lot of you don't hear that too much on the radio, but you know we're an apostolic and prophetic team, the two of us, and so we minister together. You know, Adam didn't run ahead of Eve and Eve didn't run ahead of Adam. You know, they were partners, they were a team, and the Bible even calls them what? They helped out each other and they worked together as a team, and there's many examples of that in the Bible. What about Aquila and Priscilla? They were a team, weren't they?
That's right.
And so there are many others that were a team. And so we want to work together as a team, as the Lord leads. You know, not one of us running ahead of the other or one of us tagging behind the other. So we are a team, and we just... So the 007, I think of that movie, right? 007.
That's right.
And so we're 007 agents for God. Amen? Glory
right.
to God. Thank you, Lord.
So the prophet Amos said what? Can two walk together unless they be agreed?
That's right.
So we're walking
together.
So
we be agreed. Amen.
We got to agree. Amen.
We got to agree.
So we're in this country now where we're at. We're thinking about everything in the news and how things are being, the morality in our country just going down. So we have to stand tall. That's why we named this program years ago, Raising the Standard. We got to lift the standard in the body of Christ to a new dimension. We got to go back to what God wants us to know. And we have to understand He's given us everything in the Bible. He tells us what to do and what not to do. And so if we'll just continue to lift up Jesus, never be afraid to lift Him up, well, then we're going to be blessed. Because Jesus Himself said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto myself. So we're going to continue to lift up Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah. And so we thank You, Lord, for the privilege to be able to do that. And as we do, darkness can be dispelled and light will come in, but we have to be willing to do that. And so we don't want to compromise. We see a lot of that in the church today, and that's what this program is about. We want to have people aware of what's going on. And I'm thinking about holiness and all. And there's a scripture in the book of Hebrews that says, if we do not seek after holiness, we will never see the face of God. Okay, that's pretty scary, isn't it? And so we have a lot of, lackadaisical things that the people are doing in the body of Christ today. And so we don't want to conform with the world. We want to conform with the Word of God and nothing else. And we got all these watered-down Bibles with different words and all that now. But we teach out of the King James. We want the Word that God gave us in the beginning here. And so anyway, we need the truth. Because Jesus said, when you know the truth, what? It will make you free. And so we pray that some people will come out of some things maybe they're involved with. And just because the world's doing it doesn't mean we do it. We're in the kingdom of America, but our kingdom is not of this world, Jesus said. Our kingdom is the kingdom of God. And so we walk by His ordinances and His purposes and all He wants us to know. And so we obey His commandments. And Jesus said that, if you love Me, you'll keep My commandments. And so that's what we're here for. And so we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. As we mentioned, we're on every Saturday from 12 noon until 1. And if you'd like to get a copy of what we're going to discuss here today, all we ask for is a love offering. You make out a check to the ministry, Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, and mail it to Post Office Box 413. That's in Stuart, Florida. And our zip here is 34995. Mention the date of the program and whether you want a CD or a tape. Not too many people asking for tapes, and once in a while we do, but anyway, we have either one of them available. So avail yourselves to that. Our commentary, our book that we wrote, this calendar we're offering to you, if you want a copy of it, God's Prophetic Calendar, we offer that for a love offering of $25 and about $3 for shipping and handling. And we'd be glad to send that out to you. It's got all of God's appointed times, the historical aspects, the prophetic implications. It's all in that book. And you'll really enjoy it. Not because Don and I did it, but because God gave it to us. And we put it in some kind of order so you can look at any appointed time and understand what God's wanting you to know about it. Because they're all prophetic to the future. Amen? And we got people today trying to tell us the end from the end. Well, we see signs, but remember, the prophet said, he's going to tell us the end from the beginning. So we have to go back to the ancient patterns and see what God has. And I love patterns. We got to go back to the ancient paths. And those are the patterns we want to look at. As we do, we can see some wonderful things that God's going to reveal to us in these days. And so we will not have any fear. We won't be afraid of anything. We'll trust God. And so hallelujah. We're excited to be here with you. As we say, I hope you stay tuned in for the whole hour. So we're going to talk a little bit about the calendar today. Because, you know, if you don't understand the calendars of the Bible, you're going to miss out. And Donna mentioned a moment ago, some of the months are mentioned in the Bible, okay? But most of the time, they're not mentioned. God will tell you the seventh month, the 10th day of the month, the first day of the first month, the 14th day, all that. If you don't know what those are all about, well, then you're just going to read through your Bible and you're going to miss out what God's wanting you to know, because all these times are so important to know what they are. So I thought we might mention this to start up front. As we talk a little bit about the calendar. We haven't done this for a long time on the radio, but we need to share a little bit. Remember, God has two calendars in the Bible, and a lot of people don't even know that. But from Genesis 1 over to Exodus chapter 12, I'm going to take you to Exodus chapter 12 as we open up here. But from Genesis 1 to Exodus 12, God was on a calendar that I like to call the civil calendar, because all the crops and everything, all the seasons all operate by that civil calendar. Well, now the original calendar that we're going to talk about here, it was in the first covenant from Genesis 1 over to Exodus 12. It started in the fall, the month of Tishri, and it ran 12 months around, and it would do it again. God is cyclic. This chart we're going to make, it's a circle. It shows you how God does things cyclically, okay? And so that's the way it ran. And so, of course, we know that because of the civil year, the Jews honor what? The Jewish New Year, what? In the fall on the civil calendar, okay? But their spiritual or prophetic calendar that He's given them it's been changed. And so, as I mentioned, from Genesis 1 to Exodus 12, they were on this civil calendar that started in the fall and ran all year long. And we go over to chapter 12 of Exodus, and we're going to see something God's going to reveal to us about his calendar here, okay? And it says in verse 1, "And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month," now listen to this, "this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you." Now, this is not talking about, this is not the beginning of the year, but the beginning of months. So what did he do? He didn't change the season, we'll find out. All he did was change the number on the month. So this month right here, when they came out of Egypt, was actually the seventh month on that civil calendar, but God's going to put them on a solar or a lunar calendar, okay, a lunar calendar, for prophetic calendar, and he's going to make this month now not the seventh month anymore, but the first month. And you'll see this on this chart, okay? So this was the beginning of months. Now I want to show you something
else. It's interesting. He spoke to him while they were in Egypt.
That's right.
And he was going to take them out of Egypt, right? Mm-hmm. And to begin a new thing. He said, see, in the beginning, we go ahead. This takes us right back to Genesis 1:1. In the beginning. So God's saying to them now, well, you are on an old calendar, but I'm taking you to a new place. I'm taking you through the sea, right?
That's right.
And he says, and this is going to be the beginning. So we're starting a beginning
of months,
mm-hmm. not a beginning of time, but a beginning of months, and it shall be the first month. So, like you said, he's not changing the year; it's the month. He's like rotating. It's like taking a circle and rotating it halfway around.
Now 6 months.
6 months. You can rotate something 6 months forward, or you could rotate something 6 months backwards.
But you can't change the season.
But you're not changing. We're not going to change the season or
just the number
or the planting time.
That's
fall is always going to be the fall, and the mm-hmm. spring is always going to be the spring. And this is what we're talking about: spring and fall, basically. Mm-hmm. So because Nisan comes in the time of Passover.
In the spring, right.
So see, they were going to pass over, so we can look at this prophetically and see that they were passing over from the old to the new.
Shows a new birth in
and
us
God
also.
Is using Moses, yes, and the birthing is like going through the sea.
That's right.
It shows our baptism, that we get baptized in water. We're coming into a new season, a spiritual season. So
that's
now
right.
He's taking them from he's taking them into a spiritual season.
From a natural into a spiritual.
That's
right.
The key.
So you think about this here, what he's doing here. This is a pattern here of the new birth. Now, I always use myself. I'm 74 years old on my civil calendar, but I'm only 31 years old on my spiritual calendar. So God started a new date with me on September 26th of 1982. I started anew. It's a spiritual calendar now. And so that's the most important thing. So this is really revealing what God was wanting them to know about the new birth that was going to come. And he was birthing something new for them when they went on out and went through the Red Sea, as you talked about.
They because came they up were on the in the natural still.
That's right.
They were still in their human bodies, you know. Mm-hmm. But he's brought them to, and now they're going to go into a new understanding of what God means by being passing over.
That's
like
right.
Coming into having deliverance. You mm-hmm. know, Passover is a time of deliverance. They were also delivered
right.
from the adversary. Well, who was that?
The devil.
The Egypt.
That's right. Egypt, and the devil's right in the middle
and
of it.
And so who are we delivered from? We're delivered from the devil, right?
That's right.
And the powers of darkness. We're come into that, into light. We come into truth. We come
Amen.
Into our salvation. Mm-hmm. And so this is what he's telling them. This is going to be the beginning. And that word beginning is very important.
So here we see the key thing is this is going to be the beginning of months. Now I want to show something else. There's another time called the beginning of years. Now I'm going to take you over to Ezekiel chapter 40. Now listen to this. It says this in the very first verse. In the 25th year of our captivity, Ezekiel said, in the beginning of the year. Now you see this? It doesn't say the beginning of months. Well, when's the beginning of the year? Huh? And it tells you it's in the 10th day of the month. Well, this is a prophetic calendar now, not the civil calendar. So, but it also is a civil calendar because the beginning of the year of the Jewish people on trumpets every year is a new year, right?
New
so he's
year.
Telling them this, okay? Well, when you think about this, on the spiritual or the prophetic calendar, this 10th day of the first month is also known as what? Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. So this is showing the beginning of the year. Here, this is when the year started. He's showing you this. And over in Exodus, it tells what? The beginning of the months. So this is key.
So this is in what you're reading right now is in the fall.
In the fall.
And what we were reading back in Exodus is in the spring.
That's right.
And so he even told him, and see, the beginning of a month, there's like you'll see it on the calendar if you order it. It's always a new moon.
That's right.
And so it may run anywhere in our calendar.
Sure.
Our calendar is crazy. But it says here, and so he told them this at the beginning of that month. He says, and I'm back to Exodus chapter 12. The month shall be unto you the beginning. So we're talking about the first day of the month is a new moon.
That's right.
Okay,
that we're always going to
start something new. Mm-hmm. And he says, it shall be the first month. And that, of course, the name of that month is called Nisan. And then he says in verse 3, he says, speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day, now we're talking about another day that's 10.
Okay.
In the 10th day of this month, you shall take to them every man a lamb. Now we're talking about the blood. You can't separate the lamb from the blood, because
right.
that was their salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And if they stayed in that protective place where they were told to stay, then they would, the firstborn died of everyone that wasn't in that protection, where they didn't put the blood over their house and they were to stay inside the house, over the doorposts and over the doorframe, and they weren't to walk the streets, but they were to stay inside. And that's a
right.
picture of us. We need
yeah.
to stay in the protection of the blood. We need to stay in God and not be out there wandering around in the world doing the things of the world. We're not protected when we do that.
Right.
And so here they're telling him that this 10th day. So here's another 10th day.
But see, this doesn't tell you what month this is. How do you know what month this is at, Pastor Donna?
Well, this one here, because, well...
Well, tell him. Show him. How do you know this is the beginning of months? How do they know what month it is, Donna?
Well, because, we know it's the month of Nisan. And you're going to explain
that. No, it reads it. If you go to chapter 13, verse 4, it says, this day came you out in the month of Abib. Okay? So the original civil calendar is called Abib, or it can also be called what? Aviv. After the captivity, the name was changed to Nisan.
Nisan.
So they need to understand that.
Right. So it's the month of Nisan.
Right.
And so this is which is in the spring.
In the spring.
And so they had to take up that lamb. That's the same time that Jesus walked into Jerusalem. Isn't
right.
that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Now back where I was at there in Ezekiel chapter 40, verse 1, it doesn't tell you the month here. Listen to it again. In the 25th year of our captivity, in the beginning of the year. But yet, see, there's a hidden sowed here. It tells you when this is, the beginning of the year, in the 10th day of the month. So what month would this be? This is the month of Tishri, which was the seventh month on the civil calendar, okay? Or I mean the first month, I should say, on the civil calendar. And it's the seventh month on the prophetic calendar. So this is all prophetic here after Exodus chapter 12. So he's telling us in the beginning of the year, okay? So that's in the month of Tishri, the 10th day, and that's the Day of Atonement. It's incredible. So we have to understand that. If we don't, we're going to get confused with everything we talk about, okay?
So back over here when we were in Exodus, this is when he changed.
He changed everything.
And so when they left Egypt, and then at that beginning, just before they left Egypt, that's when he changed, the calendar was changed. And so now we're on a prophetic calendar.
Absolutely.
And so we need to stay on a prophetic calendar. Otherwise, we won't be able to understand when we read in the book
that's
of
right.
Daniel or the book of Revelation
or
these other books. We won't be able to understand what God is trying to tell us.
So from Exodus chapter 12 all the way through, many times he does not mention the month. He gives you the number of the month and the day. From that point on, it's all on a prophetic calendar, except for the coronation of kings, crops growing, and those kind of things was all done on the civil calendar. But anything else in the Bible is on the prophetic calendar. It's incredible.
So to remember about the civil calendar, you think about crops.
That's right.
You think about coronations,
kings. Yep.
Right, things like that. But on the prophetic calendar, it all has to do
that's
with
right.
things that pertaining to prophecy.
That's right.
And the prophecies that fulfill the fulfillment of all these prophecies that have already happened.
So the new year, it's a civil thing all the time. So
all the
new
time.
Year is on Tishri 1, it's trumpets of every year. And so that's when they honor that.
That's right.
Even though it's not really a prophetic the calendar, the years go by, and that's really not prophetic. It's a cyclic thing that God does. And so they still honor the new year on trumpets every single year, don't they?
That's right.
So we have to, if we can put all this together, it's not so confusing. So when you read your Bible and it tells you something, it'll tell you the month, and it'll tell you the seventh month, the 10th day, like we just read. You say, well, what's that? The 10th day of the seventh month is what? The Day of Atonement. You know what you'll know what the season's about. It gives you a clue then what the writer's wanting to bring you.
So when they get this prophetic calendar that we have on there, here, let me take a look at it. Okay. I'll just take a look at one thing, for instance. We talked about Nisan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Abib, which was called Abib before.
Mm-hmm.
So on this Nisan, it tells you, it's in a circle and you can see it. That's going to happen sometime in March and April. It's not, it changes, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's also the biblical, you have biblical New Year, the prophetic New Year. It's a time of Passover.
Right.
It's a time of unleavened bread. It's a time of first fruits.
Mm-hmm.
And prophetically, it's the first month prophetically, and it's the seventh month of the civil. Mm-hmm. So that's just one section that you can see here. I can go and look at another. I can turn this wheel. You can turn this wheel.
That's right.
I can turn this wheel, and I can come over to, let's see. Let me go over to the month of Av. This is the month we're in now, mm-hmm. right? Okay, so prophetically, it's the fifth month. In the civil calendar, it'll be the 11th month. And this is the time when the feast of the 9th of Av, it's on the calendar. You'll see that on the calendar that you're
right.
going to get. That's when the Solomon's Temple was torn down. That's mm-hmm. when Herod's Temple was torn down. They were destroyed at that time. And other things happened during that time, which we're going to share, Pastor Gene's going to share next week. I mean, there are, I don't know how many things that happened
on
the 9th of Av.
That's right.
And we are looking at that coming up right away. What's going to happen in Israel this coming week on the 9th of Av?
Who knows? That's right.
Look at what's happening now.
That's right.
So we need to be praying for Israel. We need to be praying for, the Bible says to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Well, we need to pray for the whole of Israel. We need to pray for the Jewish people, the Christian people, the people that live there and that live other places. There are Christians that are being killed daily. I just got a Facebook notification of Christians that they're not even answering. Nobody's even going to help them. You know, they're being beheaded and they're hanging their heads on electric wires and on poles and also a lot of other people are being killed. There's things happen. So we need to pray. The 9th of Av is next Tuesday.
So right now they got a 72-hour truce going on right now.
So I want to mention one more here. Okay, let's look at the month of Tishri you talked about.
Right.
Tishri is the seventh month prophetically. It's the first month, civil.
That's
civil
right.
month, okay? Mm-hmm. What happens during the month of Tishri? A lot of things happen.
Sure does.
First thing, it happens, it's during September mm-hmm. and October. It's going to fall during September and October. Well, there's several things. Rosh Hashanah is the first one, and that's a very important time if we're looking for the resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's the only one that comes on a new moon. Looking for a new moon, right? Don't know which day, what day or what hour. Okay, the other thing that's there is the Day of Atonement. And also the Feast of Tabernacles, all these things, and Simchat Torah, all these things happen in that month.
Sure.
And it's opposite the month of Nisan. They're at opposite ends.
They're 6 months apart. That's right.
And so, you know, and then there's other things on here about Hanukkah and different things on this wheel that you can just turn this wheel and you can say, oh, I see when Hanukkah or when Purim's going to happen. What was Purim? That was more deliverance. That's when Esther and Mordecai did a great work to deliver the people.
That's right.
So there's a lot on this, and I think you'll be blessed by it, just to be able to start to learn, understand God's calendar.
That's right.
Now, you know, God's calendar also has what? 360 days. It doesn't
right.
have 365 days.
It's 12
months, 360
right.
days each, and has 12 new moons.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Now, here's an interesting thing I thought about. But you have to know your Bible to figure this one out. This is in 2 Chronicles chapter 7. This is when Solomon dedicated the temple after he had instructions from his father how to build the temple and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to start in the verse 8 here. Listen to what this says. Also at the same time, Solomon kept the feast 7 days and all Israel with him, a very great congregation from the entering in of Hamath unto the river of Egypt. And in the 8th day, they made a solemn assembly. For they kept the dedication of the altar 7 days and the feast 7 days. And on the 20th day of the 7th month, he sent the people away to their tents. So what season would this be? So if you don't know your Bible, this is talking about the 7th month. What is it? This is the time of tabernacles. They honored for what? For 7 days. And what's the 8th day? It's called rejoicing in the Torah. So it says right here, in the 8th day, they made a solemn assembly. It's what it was, the high Sabbath.
And who was the Torah?
Yeshua
is the Torah.
That's
he
right.
is the Torah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's believed that, you know, Yeshua was born on the first day of Tabernacles. And when is a boy, a Jewish man, a boy, circumcised? On the 8th day,
mm-hmm.
rejoicing in the Torah. The
That's
blood
right.
was shed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a covenant. It's a picture of the covenant.
That's
and,
right.
you know, it shows us that God doesn't change. You're going to see patterns all through the Bible. So let's, why don't you show them another time where it says maybe a number, the sixth, maybe they'll say it's the, you know, a certain month, second month, third month. And you then you can start to see, you look at your calendar that we send you, and you can see, oh, this is the month of Tishri, or this is the month of Nisan, or this is the month of Sivan.
That's right.
You know, or Elul. There's all these different months, and you know, all these months, isn't it interesting? It's just like our calendar. Most of them are all pagan names.
That's right.
Isn't it? Mm-hmm.
So are the Jewish names we talked about.
I know. We
just came out of the month of Tammuz. You wonder how that ever got on their calendar, because it was really pagan, you know. But it's on there.
It happened
after the captivity when they did this. I'm going to find you one. Go ahead, keep talking. I'm looking for one thing here.
Well, praise the Lord.
But Tammuz is, you know, how would they get that on the calendar? But they did.
Yeah, what does that represent?
That's right. What does it represent? That's right.
You know, it's a lot of demonic things that God, it's maybe God's telling us, you know, stay away from these things.
That's
and
it.
He is telling us to stay away from these things, you know.
Praise
the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, you've got a lot of examples in your commentary also.
Right.
All the things that happened on different times.
But I want to take them to the book of Esther real quick.
Oh, here. Esther. Okay, that's good.
This is one place where God mentions the name of the month, okay, which will kind of give you a clue
mm-hmm.
what he's wanting us to know. And I'm going to look in the third chapter of the book of Esther with you, okay? And we're fortunate here that God tells you what this is, okay? But a lot of places he doesn't tell you that, okay? Now listen to this. Verse 7 in chapter 3 of Esther says this. In the first month, okay, now if we didn't have the second part, what would be the first month here? It has to be the month of Nisan because they already came out of Egypt, so they're what? They're on a spiritual or prophetic calendar. But he tells you here, the first month, that is the month of Nisan. Now this was changed from Abib or Aviv, after the captivity, and they call it the month of Nisan. It says, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, they cast Pur, and so on. Now, let's go on. That is the law. Before Haman, from day to day and from month to month. To the 12th month, that is the month of Adar. So here God gives you not both months, not only the number, but what? The name of the month. Isn't that wonderful to have that? It sure is. Huh? Glory be to God. So this was just giving us some examples here to show how God talks about this. Now look at verse 12 in this chapter now. It says, well, let's read verse 11. And the king said unto Haman, the silver is given to thee, the people also, to do with them as it seemeth good to thee. Okay. Then were the king's scribes called on the 13th day of the first month. All right. Now, what month would this be now? What's the 13th day of the first month? This is the month of Nisan. It's always the first month on the prophetic calendar. And it's the 13th day. Guess this is the day before the day of Passover. But they couldn't honor that back in that day because they were the Persian Empire. So this was the day before what? A day called Passover. And we see what happened with all that. Okay. Verse 13 says, and the letters were sent by the post into all the king's provinces to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all Jews from both young and old, little children and women, in one day, even unto the 13th day of the 12th month. Well, what was the 12th month again? It's the month of Adar. It's on this chart, if you want, that we're going to mail to you, okay?
Well, what's happening in Israel now, Pastor?
That's right.
They want to kill all the Jews,
That's what
they?
They're wanting to do. You got it. They're wanting to kill all the Jews.
Things haven't changed a whole lot, have they?
No, they have not.
No, they haven't.
That's
praise
right.
God.
Now, let's go back to the very beginning here. Let's go to the book of Leviticus, and let's see, God laid all this in place. Let's go to look at the beginning of Leviticus when he gave all the appointed times to Israel to honor in chapter 23, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go look at this now. That's where I want to start here. Let's start in verse 4. It says, these are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations. It means they were high Sabbaths, which ye shall proclaim in their season. In the 14th day of the first month at eve is the Lord's Passover. So this gives you a clue. It's the 14th day of the first month, which is what? Nisan what? 14. Now listen to this. And on the 15th day of the seventh month, which is what? Nisan 15, is the Feast of Unleavened Bread for 7 days. In the first day you shall have a holy convocation, another high Sabbath. Mm-hmm. You shall do no work and all that, okay? But you shall offer an offering made by fire in the Lord 7 days. In the seventh day is a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work. Well, what was the seventh day? It would be what? Nisan 21. Okay? And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying again, this doesn't give you the month here. Let's see if I got something here that we bring this out. Well, let's go ahead and read this. verse 9. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when you become into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest into the priest, and he shall wave the sheaf off, sheaf before the Lord, to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath. The priest shall wave it. Well, if you know your Jewish roots, this is on Nisan 17, okay? And ye shall offer that day when you have sheep and a lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering unto the Lord. Now we go down to verse 15. And you shall count unto your from the morrow after the Sabbath, this means the weekly Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheep of the wave offering, seven Sabbaths shall be complete. So what is seven Sabbaths? 49 days.
And one makes your 50th day, which...
Even unto the morrow, after the seventh day, shall be what? The number of 50 days, and shall be what? The time of Pentecost, okay, or Shavuot, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, this is giving you an idea when this is all about. Now, I'm thinking about it. It tells you when it is.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Go down to verse 23 now. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel in the seventh month, in the first day of the month shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. So this is a high Sabbath as well. So what's the first day of the seventh month? That's Tishri, and it's called what? Rosh Hashanah. The Jews call it Rosh Hashanah, beginning of the year, but it's also called trumpets. So he tells you the month and the day, but he doesn't give you the name of the month, does he? And then verse 27 says, and on the 10th day of the seventh month, there shall be a day of atonement, okay? So it tells you, so what's the 10th day of the seventh month? The day of atonement in the month of Tishri on the prophetic calendar, okay? Isn't that wonderful?
Praise the Lord. I have one here.
Go ahead, honey.
And then I'm going to share this one over here in Nehemiah chapter 7.
Mm-hmm.
But I also was thinking, Pastor Gene, we can go to the New Testament and we can show exactly when Jesus was born.
That's right.
And he wasn't born at Christmas time. And if you're, it's Christmas time, that's celebrating a pagan god, pagan religion. But Jesus wasn't born at that time. And we can know exactly the season because
It
tells us when.
It's in our book.
It's in the book, and the book is what's in the Bible.
That's right.
And it tells us exactly when Elizabeth's husband was the priest was in the doing his service in the temple.
That's right.
Right, and that's when the angel came and told him that his wife Elizabeth was going to have a baby.
See, that's right.
And we know exactly the time of we know who he was, and different tribes were given different times that they had to go into the. Do their work and the
they all
temple.
Had a course to serve.
They all had a time to serve, and mm-hmm. it was always on their certain month that they were to serve, and we know exactly when he was in there.
He was the sixth order.
That's right,
of
and
Elijah.
We know exactly how far apart Mary when she went to see Elizabeth, how far she was when she became pregnant. Elizabeth was already pregnant by 6 months. And so we can tell exactly. We know when John the Baptist when he was born, when he was conceived, and we can tell when Jesus was conceived. It was conceived during Hanukkah, not any other time. And so during that time of Hanukkah, which does fall near Christmas, what they call Christmas.
1 year it fell almost on the exact day. Yeah.
Right, but he was conceived at that time. But we can prove that he was born during the fall.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps you might want to share that because it's good to share something from the New Testament that shows you the months and the years and you can figure these things out. But I'm over here in Nehemiah chapter 7 because you were talking about the seventh month, which is the month of Tishri.
Mm-hmm.
It says in verse 73, it says, so the priests and the Levites and the porters and the singers and some of the people and the Nephilim and all of Israel dwelt in their cities. And when the seventh month, that's the month of Tishri,
mm-hmm.
the children of Israel were in their cities. And verse going into chapter 8, in the Bible, in the Bible mm-hmm. doesn't really have chapters. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the streets that was before the water gate. So we talk a lot about water in our church, don't we? We would have a river that we have in our church.
Piece of cloth. It looks like a river.
A huge piece of cloth that's probably, I don't know how many feet long, 50 feet long.
Oh, I think it's more like 60 feet long.
Anyways, it's long.
Yeah.
And it represents the river of God. The river of God is always full, and we need to be staying in his stream. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So here they are before the water gate. What is the water? The water is the word of God, isn't it?
That's right.
Amen. So they spake unto Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book.
The book.
This book, the law.
That's right.
Which is the first five books of the Old Testament. the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women. Mm-hmm. See, women?
That's right.
And they want to get rid of the women a lot of times, you know. Mm-hmm. And all that could hear with understanding upon the first day. Now, here we got, this is a new moon.
Yeah.
Whenever you hear first day, I always think new
moon. Always a new moon.
And, you know, I used to have problems understanding this calendar. But I said, Lord, give me a prophetic mind. Give me a Jewish mind.
That's right.
Give me a mind. Give me your mind, Lord. So take me off of our Gregorian calendar. Help me to understand your prophetic calendar. And I think when I prayed that, and when the Lord showed me how to pray, that's when I started to understand. And not that I know all things, but, you know, I know more than I knew a few years ago. And so here they are. They're coming to hear the word of God, the congregation, both men and women, and all they could hear. And that's what we're trying to do today. Right, Pastor Gene?
That's right.
With understanding, mm-hmm, upon the first day of the seventh month. This is the new moon, the first day of the month of
Tishri.
And he read therein the before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday. So here he is reading the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Before the men and the women and those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law.
Interesting.
So this is important, and this is they're coming together.
That's
and
right.
During this time, during these feasts, these three feasts, right, they have to come to Israel. That's why they were all there at Pentecost. That's why they all heard that rushing sound from the upper room when they all broke out in the baptism of the Holy Ghost and spoke
right.
in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
Because people had to come, the men particularly had to come to the feast of Pentecost, to Passover, and also to
the Tabernacles.
Tabernacles.
They all had to be in Jerusalem.
So this is during the time of Tabernacles.
That's
and
right.
So here we see they were listening to the word of God, and they're to have understanding. See, so we need to have understanding of these things. Even you think, well, this calendar, it's not really important. You know, it's just history. It's not history. It has to be living today, because we're looking at four blood moons that are happening in this year and next year. And one has already happened, and it's going to be another one in this fall. So we're
at
looking
Tabernacles.
At Tabernacles. So we're looking at things that are happening even now in this present time, and we need to know. And when they're happening, they're all happening on Jewish feast days.
That's right.
Every single one of them. And that's not just a coincidence. Some people say, well, that's just a coincidence, sure. Oh, yeah. No, it's not just a coincidence.
It's not a coincidence.
You know,
right.
God from the beginning, there's no time with God.
In the beginning, he knows what he's doing. Hallelujah.
He said he's cycling. Everything
that's
is
right.
cycling. So there's no time, you know. And so we just returned back into the time that he wants us to know about what's going on now in the present.
That's right.
Because, you know, tomorrow is tomorrow. Today is today. And tomorrow, I can't repeat what happened yesterday. I can only look at now. This is now, and this is the now time. So we need to know what's going on now in God's prophetic calendar, so we can see what's going to happen in the future, so we can be ready, we can be prepared, we can tell people about it. Amen?
That's right. Here's another good one. If you go over to Numbers, the very first chapter of Numbers, I just picked this one up thinking about it. The very first verse. This is when Moses was instructed by God after they came out of Egypt to name all the people that, for the most part, that came out of Egypt at that time. And it tells you right here, and the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of the congregation, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt. So he wanted them to take a sum of the congregation of the children of Israel. Well, what month is it? It says the first day of the second month. Well, if you have this chart, the second month on the prophetic calendar is the month of Iyar, spelled I-Y-A-R. So it was on the first day of that. Isn't that interesting? So it gives you a clue when this was going on.
Another new moon.
Now here's another interesting one. If you go to the book of Haggai, there's a lot of them in this book. This is a short book. But this is when they were preparing to rebuild the temple again and all, after all the troubles they had. But there's Zerubbabel, remember, he was the governor, and Joshua was the high priest. All right.
So you're showing people that as you're reading through your Bible, you know, you let's pay attention when you see
that's right
these different things about the months.
Mm-hmm. Now, Haggai chapter 1 verse 1 says, in the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month. Well, now, what's the sixth month? If you look at this chart, it's the month of Elul, okay? This is the month in Jewish history. They call it the season of Teshuvah, to turn around and to repent and come back to God, to examine themselves. And so this is important. God chose this day to show Haggai, the prophet, unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, saying, the time is not yet. He says, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, this people say the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Well, he's telling them, you're going to have to repent and remember, I'm telling you what to do, so you have to do what I tell you to do. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai, he was the prophet, saying, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. So what are they doing? They have to turn around. They're teshuving. God's showing them the time of the year. All right? Verse 6 says, you have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put into a bag with holes. He says, because you're not doing what I told you to do. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. And so he tells them to go up to the mountain and to begin to do this. Amen? And hallelujah. And then verse 12 tells you then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him, and the people did fear before the Lord. So what happened? They began to what? Rebuild this temple. Now, I'm going to take you to verse 15 in chapter 1. It says, now in the 4th and 20th day of the 6th month. So what is this? Now, this is the 24th day of the month of Elul, okay? Almost to the end of Elul, in the second year of Darius the king. And then we go into chapter 2. Listen to this. In the 7th month, in the 1 and 20th day of the month. What's this? What's the 7th month? This is Tishri 21. Well, what is this? What is this? The last day of trumpets. The last day of tabernacles. I got trumpets on my mind. The seventh month, the 21st day is what? The last day of the Feast of Tabernacles came the word of the Lord. And he told him some things again. Amen. Now we go on over a little bit further and we'll see he has another date in mind here. Verse 10 in chapter 2. In the 4th and 20th day of the 9th month now. Now we're in the 9th month. Okay. The 24th day of the 9th month. Well, what is the 9th month? If we look on this chart, it's the month of Kislev. This is a month that Hanukkah was instituted in the future, okay? In the second year, this has given us a clue. This is about 360 years prior to Hanukkah being put in place. But God is showing us some things, how they began to restore the temple. It was dedicated again and all this, just like it was going to happen, what? In the future with Antiochus Epiphanes. So here's a pattern showing this. And so this was on the 4th and 20th day of the 9th month. Isn't that incredible? Yeah, I think there's another one.
Awesome.
It's awesome. Let's see what else we got. Yeah, verse 18 says, consider now from the day upward, from the 4th and 20th day of the 9th month, even from the day the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. So here we are, the month of Kislev. Amen? Interesting?
And I have a question. Do you think the next temple will be around that time?
Could well be.
Around Kislev.
Could well be.
Which is the time that Messiah actually was conceived.
Right.
So, well, and that was a new beginning, wasn't it?
That's right.
So, and you know, actually, you think the Jewish people believe they don't count somebody's birthday from the time that they're born. Because when they're born, they consider them already 9 months old.
That's right.
So,
they're almost
a
year old, yeah.
You think about it, and that's really more accurate than the way we look at it. Because the moment that a child is conceived in the womb, they're not a fetus. Or they're not a thing, or they're not a glob.
They're a baby.
It's a baby. It's
That's
a spirit.
Right.
It's a human being.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing. It's a human being. They don't even want to, people that want that love abortion, or that want to kill babies and want to abort babies, they don't even want to consider it a child, a baby. But the Jewish people, from the moment of conception, that's when the child's is. That's his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It's think about it. You know, that it's really a factual thing.
That's right.
Because they've been growing in there day by day, until the time that they're to come out into this world and take their first breath.
That's right.
They're alive.
Amen.
They're moving. They're sucking their thumb.
Yep.
They're kicking their mama's belly.
18 days, they got a heartbeat.
They're doing all kinds of things. Things are happening, you know?
That's right.
So praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
I'm going to take you one more place. It's in Zechariah, the very first chapter, verse 1. It says, In the eighth month, in the second year of Darius, came the word of the Lord unto Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, the prophet, saying. So he's telling us right here the time of the year this is all going to happen. So this is incredible. We look at this, if we look at it real close here. And so what is the eighth month? It says the eighth month in the second year of Darius. Well, the eighth month, if you look at this chart here, is a time called Heshvan, okay? And it's incredible we understand what's going to happen with all this. These things are so important to show us when this is. And so this is the eighth month on what? The prophetic calendar again, okay? And he tells them to turn from their evil ways. Now this is talking about Teshuvah again. Amen? And then verse 7 says, upon the 4th and 20th day of the 11th month. Here's the 11th month. What's the 11th month? It's the month of Shevet, okay? And here in the King James it says, which is the month of Sebat, which is really Shevet, in the second year of Darius. And so we have all these dates revealed. And so the thing is, what God wants you to know when you see these dates, if you know your calendar, you'll know the time of the season, and you'll know the events that happened at that time, and God wants you to be aware of that. And Amen. So it'll give you a clue what he's talking about, the season that we're in. The seasons are so important. The
seasons are very important.
Very important, because God is cyclic. And so we have to look at all this, and we'll see this. Amen?
Well, praise the Lord.
We're running out of time.
Our time has run out.
Sure goes by fast.
And if you would like, I know you want this calendar that he has that we've done. And so if you'd like a calendar, and you'd also like a God's prophetic calendar, which is the wheel we're talking about, which has all the feasts of the Lord and every single month. And I think it'll be a real blessing to you as you're reading your Bible. You can look up and find out exactly when it is.
That's
because
right.
Because when you start reading your Bible and you start seeing days and numbers, and you're going to get excited, because you're going to say, oh, wow. You know, and God's going to start speaking to you when you have more understanding. Remember, he read the Bible. He read the word of God of Moses to those who had understanding. So God wants us to have understanding.
That's right.
Well, this is Pastors Jean and Donna Hilton, and we're just blessed to be here. If you'd like a copy, I'm going to give you the phone number. And, I'm going to give you the address. What you need to do is mail us a self-addressed stamp with a stamp on
stamp.
It.
Yeah.
And a legal size envelope. And we will mail this back to you, these two sheets of paper. So one stamp should be sufficient. So our phone number here in Stewart is area code 772-285-7007. And our address, I'll give that to you in just a moment after I say we have services here in Stewart, Florida on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Friday at 7 p.m. And we have a class today on prayer at 4 p.m. Now, the address that you can send this to is Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, Post Office Box 413. I'm thinking of sevens. Post Office Box 413, Stewart, Florida. Zip code is 34995.
Praise
God. Post Office Box 413.
We'll get it. We're so excited. It's hard to get it out. Anyway, we love you.
The phone number here is area code 772-285-7007. Praise the Lord.
So we love you. That's why we're on this program, to raise the standard in the body of Christ. So we tell you every week as we close this program to look up, because your redemption draweth nigh. What do we say, Pastor Donna?
Shabbat shalom and peace. Sabbath peace.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at this same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives. And remember that Jesus is Lord, and that he is the Spirit of Prophecy.